Good morning, beloved. In Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter, 16th verse, Luke says, Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom. Reverend Dr. Marcus D. Cosby, the senior pastor of the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, points out that your worship is a demonstration of just how much God is worth to you. He coins it God's worth, W-O-R-T-H, God's worship. In Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter, Jesus shows us that God is worth giving top priority in his life, and in particular on the Lord's Day, the Sabbath day. Luke said that on the Sabbath, Jesus made his way to worship because it was his custom, his habit, his duty, his determination. Jesus did not let worries of any kind get in the way of his making his way to worship, because God was worth too much. Jesus did not let work get in the way of him going to worship, because God was worth too much to him. Jesus did not let the weather prevent him from going to worship, because God was worth too much to him. Jesus did not let worrisome people prevent him from attending worship, because it was not about them. It was all about him who is able and who was worth too much to miss worship. Jesus did not let his own personal wants get in the way of going to worship, because God was a need in his life, and God was worth too much for him to miss worship in the Lord's house and on the Lord's day. Worship is where God grants strength for the day and bright hope for tomorrow. Worship is where the word of God sheds light on the way of God for our lives as we go through our week. And worship is where we publicly show our appreciation to the God in whom we believe can do anything but fail. In other words, worship is where we show that we have good home training, because whenever somebody does something to help you along the way, it is customary to show your humble appreciation by saying thank you. And as Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright Jr. says, when I think, I have got to thank. When I think about how the Lord has healed me, I have got to thank the Lord. When I think about how God forgave me, had mercy on me, and granted me God's grace, I have got to thank God. When I think about how good God has been to me, I have got to thank God. When I think about the Lord and all that the Lord has done, I have got to thank the Lord. I thank God for my mountains. I thank God for my valleys. I thank God for the storms that God has brought me through, because if I had never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them, wouldn't know what faith in God could do. And thanking God is my praise to God. Dr. John Kinney, the dean of the Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology at Virginia Union University, says, you cannot praise God, I mean properly thank God, until you have worshiped God. What is God worth to you? Jesus, who is our reason for being, went to worship every Sabbath. On the Lord's day, he went into the Lord's house, as was his custom, because God was worth too much for him to miss going to worship. Make it a great day by getting ready for worship today. Be encouraged. I'm so glad the tomb was empty.